Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. It is time to tune your dial to the station and make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios, ladies and gentlemen. The realest show on the radio. It is time for the night shift, and I am your friend, Guy Nice. WMNG, one more time, everybody. I'm just glad to be here. We here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation, man. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. I always appreciate the love and support, y'all. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number. Of course, the at-work check-in and all that. You got questions or comments. I really want to try to get some input about the show tonight, just people ideas of shit they would like to see or shit that we're doing that they like that we could continue to work in. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just want to get some feedback about the show tonight, but also anything else you may want to talk about, man. Of course, there's a lot of shit going on in the world, as always. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start the show right here. I'm going to start the show just like this. I tell y'all, you better put some respect. Nah, I'm going to start the show right here just like this. For all you grown men out here who getting with all your friends and shit and posting these videos to be viral of y'all doing the motherfucking Running Man challenge, yo, bro, you get no respect, dog. Like, bro, over the last 3-4 years, like, if you a man and you do and you hit the Quan or you do the nay-nay and the whip or you doing the fucking Running Man challenge, bro, no, cuz, what the fuck is wrong with you? What do you have no self-respect and dignity for yourself? No man should be shuffling his feet in such a jolly manner, cuz, what the fuck are you, dude, what are you doing over there, Twinkle Toes, Happy Feet? They saying Mumbo, what fuck wrong with you, bro? What the fuck is going on, man? Then everybody, like, you can, like, you know, the chicks is cool, it's a weak-ass dance, bro. Like, oh, this shit looks straight motherfucking fool. It's a straight foolery. You know what I'm saying? The dab you can have. I kind of leave that out because really that ain't nothing but the sneeze move. Somebody turned it into a dance, which I find, you know, kind of – that was kind of clever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody does that anyway, so it's easy to work into everyday conversation. Oh, he in the dab. God bless you. But all these other little dances and shit, bro, like, nah, that's not what's up, man. It's not what – let me be the – if ain't nobody else told you, motherfucker, let me be the first – to let you know, that shit is not what's up, bro. Do not let, because I'm finna holler at you, bro. I'm finna holler at you if I see you out here shoving your feet, like, on the Running Man or hitting the Quan, any of that funky look, bro. It's cool. You want to dance, you know, have a good time? Hey, y'all got me worked up, bro, that fast. You want to dance, it's cool, have a good time and all that, but you know what I'm saying, bro. This, you're a man. Your body ain't supposed to move like that. Sorry. Take it how you want to, misogynistic or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all. I'm Guy Nice. It's the Night Shift, WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio. Coming up this weekend, Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying, everybody. So we could talk about Mother's Day gifts this week. That's what y'all want to talk about. You got some cool ideas. Y'all get your moms and shit. Make sure you do something for your mama, though. At least let her know you love her, dog. Like, I feel bad for the women in society these days, even more now since I got 2 daughters and shit, making me more aware to that plight. I'm not going to sit here and pitch to you another 25 minutes of boo-hoo for the women and shit, but, you know, everybody got it hard these days. Let's say it like that, but with the demands and safety, questionable safety of women and their rights and whatever and shit. They're not, you know, not voting and all that bullshit, but, like, you know what I'm saying, sex trafficking and kidnapping and, you know, just overall disrespect of men toward women, the overall unappreciation of women in our society, the degradation of women in our society, up and down the line. I'm guilty, you guilty. Nobody sit out there and act like I'm just being a dickhead right now. Let's be 100. If you have a fucking daughter, then you know what I mean. It's another level of responsibility, man, and make me look at all these females, every woman, in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody take advantage of everybody, but you know what I'm saying? I done did some fucked up shit in my life. Let me stick to me. I done did some fucked up shit in my life to chicks and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all out there in radio land, call in with some stories. I just want them to know it's all real, man. That's all, man. Yeah, I ain't trying to. It's fucked up. I said it's fucked up. I apologize to you. I'm not apologizing now. Chances are I apologize to you before. But make sure you let your know your mom, let your mama know you love her, man. Try to do something special for her. I'ma try to take. One idea I had, man, is at least try to play one record a night. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of fun back when we were doing things like Battle of the White R. Kellys, which I'm definitely bringing that back, y'all. Definitely bringing that back. So stay tuned for that coming up in upcoming episodes of The Night Shift. But some of the other records and different shit that we done, man, just breaking the silly stories that we breaking, looking into the news and the buffoonery that takes place. I've enjoyed some of these records. Like, not that they're good records, but just, like, you know, playing the shit, laughing at it, making the jokes and shit, discovering it, bruh. Like, I know I've heard records. I know it's shit in my playlist, bruh, that ain't nobody never heard before, dog. I know I could pull up to the party and put this shit on, bruh, and ain't nobody heard some of this shit before, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, who is that? And I'm gonna be like, man, you know, that's, Laura Winslow from motherfucking from Family Matters, fool. What you tell? That's Tom Mary from The Smart Guy. You know what I mean? We don't play it all type of shit here, man, and I did enjoy that, man. So what I'm gonna, one of the ideas I had was I'm gonna try to bring one record every night. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be got a nice funky playlist, man. So you can stay in touch with us here on the show. We're going to play it here for you, let you know what it is. Now, anything that you hear me play here, here's a little secret. Shh. Don't tell nobody. I'm saying low so nobody know, man. Everything that you hear us play here on this show, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m., we done illegally downloaded over YouTube. Now, I'm not encouraging you to do the same. I'm just saying that it is a possibility. If you got iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, any one of them other motherfucking things, and I'm sure you can find it there. But I'm just letting you know how we get down. It's my job to pass along the information. You know what I'm saying? Whatever penalty I may incur for that. Bro, I'm not selling it. You know what I mean? I'm not even really playing it. I'm just playing it here so y'all can hear it. You know what I'm saying? So we can listen to it and enjoy it together. I'm gonna try to bring a record of night start from now on, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take suggestions on that. You can always hit us up on Twitter at Mr_NiceGuyTees and give us music suggestions and shit. You know what I mean? You also hit us on that Facebook page. Sorry, y'all, skip my brain on that retard mode. Not full retard though. Still trying to get my motherfucking words. But you can hit us on that Facebook too, man. Facebook.com/MrNiceGuyOfficial. And give us suggestions for records to play and different shit, man. Interact with us. Talk to us about The Night Shift. One of my responsibilities here is kind of walk you through the ongoings of Mr. Nice Guy, I would say. So I'm trying to stand up and do my job there. So we got a record tonight. We got a couple of interesting other records throughout the week. I kind of got my shit mapped out this week for all the mama records. So we're going to do all the mama records. And because there's going to be some shit in there, you already know. They're going to get into tonight's record, you know what I'm saying? Get that out the way. A classic. Everybody know it. You probably know all the motherfucking words. You seen it coming from around the corner and down the block, kind of like the fucking finale of the second Game of Thrones episode this season. No spoilers, though, y'all. I ain't giving you no spoilers. We'll talk about it if you want to. You ain't going to hear it from me, though, man. So we're going to get into the record for tonight, man. Tupac, Dear Mama, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
At Tupac with Dear Mama, WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio, man. Now that is what good music sound like, in case y'all motherfuckers didn't know, dog. That is what good music sound like, bro. Everywhere in the country, at least everywhere in the country, on Sunday, they're going to play that record at least one time everywhere in the country, bro. I promise you, I bet you that on anything you want to bet out here, bro. That's what good music sound like, man. Stand the test of time, still to this day, rocking that shit. And that man, mama can sit there. She going to be sad, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Pop, bro. You know what I'm saying? She going to be sad, but she can sit there and look at that man, you know, listen to how he felt about her, that he immortalized in that record. Something that's quality, motherfucker. Y'all may not never know nothing about that shit. WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio, the night shit with God Nice, 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number, 516-418-5813. We got a couple people out there. Let's talk to them for a minute, see what's going on. You're on the night show, God Knight. What's on your mind?
What up, God Knight? Von Hammond,
what up?
Checking in.
What up, Whoop Gang in the building? What's going on, Von Hammond?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, first of all, man, I feel what you were saying about the ladies and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at retiring the bum thumb and shit, man, because that might be kind of a violation and shit, huh?
Rest in peace, Mr. Not if they like it, though. Not if they like it, bro. You can't. Nah. Listen, if we gonna rest in peace anybody tonight, it's Cat Williams, bro. Like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I be talking a lot of shit, bro, but I'm like, for real. Bro, they finna kill Cat Williams, man. Either that or something crazy gonna happen to him. He gonna disappear or something. Like, something getting ready to happen to Cat Williams, bro.
Well, shit, man. Rest in peace, Cat Williams. Shit.
some for real gonna get ready. You still somebody fuck Cat Williams though? You still on the fuck Cat Williams camp bandwagon?
Yeah, for the most part, man. You know, hey, it is what it is and shit.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I just feel bad for the dude, man. I feel like he getting ready to disappear. But nah, you can't. I don't feel like you can RIP the Bum Thumb, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's all good if they liked it, bro. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, what about the ones that were surprised? You know what I'm saying? Like they might have, you know, they might be feeling some type of way right now. Shit. You know what I mean? I thought about that. It might be feeling some type of way.
Did they tell you?
She was violated by the Bum Thumb.
Did they tell you to stop? Mr. Bum Thumb in the building, ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all just tuning in. Mr. Bum Thumb, Mr. Nice Sugar Guy Nice. Did any of them tell you to stop?
Nah. I never got told to stop, but I got the, you know, I got the reaction where it was like, I don't, you know, the Bum Thumb is in full effect, and I got to take the Bum Thumb right out of full effect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So.
Bad
that's
idea.
What I'm saying.
You nah, know. She ain't with it.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It was just you know, kind of not the reaction I was looking for off the rip. So I just retreated the Bum Thumb off the rip because it was like, you know. So I don't want
like,
you know. That's why I say you know. Should I ask the chick first? You know what I'm saying? Like, look, can I put my thumb in your ass? Like, I don't know.
Well,
that's what I'm
that takes all respect. It takes all the fun and spontaneity out of it, dog. Like, some things you just, I feel like, dog, when you fucking anything go, bro, we already, but I feel like, you know, everything is with boundaries. Like, I could say that, but then I got to throw in
that.
A whole
yeah,
bunch
don't
of,
say that.
But then I got to throw in a whole bunch of, you know, regulations and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. Proceed to be only if blah blah blah. It's like you know what I'm saying, it's too much there. Like you can't tell a motherfucker. I unfortunately I can't say that. But you know, in a let's say in an ideal sense, you laying down with the person. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all know each. Hopefully, y'all know each other more than a fucking you know hour and a half or two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
You know, you never know, bro. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this: if a chick let you fuck, this is funny because I got another question to ask you that it doesn't pertain to this, but it is about chicks these days. So if a chick let you fuck on the first date, does she immediately get ruled out as being somebody who's long term possibility?
It depends. I'm gonna say that with all honesty. It depends, man. Because I mean, if you had a real deal connection with the chick, and then you know the sex was just like something naturally that came with the connection y'all had. You know, no pun intended. You know, came with the connection. But
on your face, put that
yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, you pop in that new porn Disney movie, Happy Skeet. You know what I'm saying? And then you fucking, you know, y'all conversate, you know, Netflix and chill. The next thing you know, hey, if that's the thing. Now, if you, you know, now if you got another
yeah, chick, twins.
You know, it's a possibility. Use your contraception, ladies and gentlemen. You know, no unwanted kid. No unwanted kid. But all kids to be wanted.
Bro, the rules in the ring is always the same, and Floyd Mayweather said it the best, fool. Protect yourself at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No matter what ring you in, motherfucker, the rules in the ring is the same at all times. For real. For everybody.
Exactly. So I mean, to answer your question, I think it depends on the conversation, you know, and the connection. Y'all got chemistry like that, and it just pop off. That's different.
All right, so let me twist the proverbial screw a little further then. Okay, let's say all of that was tight and the conversation was good and y'all sparked it up and the connection was just great. It was magnetic, you know what I'm saying? It was animalistic, right? And then
okay.
The sex was bad, though. The sex wasn't great. It was bad, you know what I'm saying? It was all hype, you know what I'm saying? It was a Kanye West concert. You got there and it was nothing but a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, bitching and moaning and shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's one of the reasons why the Bum Thumb was invented. Shit, but damn, I'd be low. below expectation sex. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if we can spice this up a little bit. Lollipop,
so that's the,
lollipop.
So that's the jump starter, sticking your thumb in the ass?
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess
you
that
know,
will jump start you, though, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Let's see if we can get this a little better. Let's see if we can get the boredom out of this shit. Let's see how she reacts to this bum thumb. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, man, I got to ask you this million-dollar question, man. Not because it's me and because I'm trying you and shit, but because, you know, the messages and shit is coming in and everybody want me to ask you. So has anybody ever shitted on your thumb, though?
I can definitively say that I've never pulled my thumb out and had shit on.
Wear it up.
Yeah.
That's good,
yeah.
Man. That means you make good life decisions, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Round of applause for motherfucking Von Hemme, you know what I mean? Making good adult life decisions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. My man.
Thank you.
Making good life decisions, dog. That's what's up, bro. So, let me say this. It's probably like last week or 2 weeks ago, I saw a video with Tank, the singer, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying that it ain't nothing wrong with letting the chick lick your ass or getting your salad tossed every now and then. So, advocating the anal play for a man. So how you? Let me get your views on that. Any chick ever hit you with the bum thumb? Ooh. I need the deputy music, dog.
Yo, man. I'm telling all three of y'all, put some respect on my name.
Stop playing with my fucking name. Put some respect.
No chick. Let me go ahead and answer this quickly. Ain't no chick.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, they already speculating out there, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Tell me.
Ain't no chick.
I didn't think so, bro. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think so, but you know what I mean? You know, yeah, ask for the sake of asking, bro. Entertain the public. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, I don't eat groceries, and I don't want my groceries ate. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight.
So, but. I feel you.
No
feel
pun
you,
intended.
Pun intended, 100% right.
Yeah, pun intended, exactly.
With an exclamation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, no way, bro.
Straight up. So,
I can't see that.
But,
I don't understand that.
But in order for a chick to get the bum thumb, it has to look like I could eat a groceries. Bam. That's wild. That's some wild shit.
Word up. I mean, hey. I feel like that probably leads to the part of the decision that made it so great. You know, the reason why you got the player of the night. You know what I'm saying? MVP of the night, man. Right? I feel like that kind of leads those two things correspond together. So let me ask you this. You've seen, I know you've seen the new trend and how popular it's become for these chicks to have the septum piercing, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the septum. The septum piercing is the piercing in the middle of your nose and the little piece of meat in between your nose holes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
the taint
of your face. Your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your face taint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Your face taint.
The septum is the piercing through the face taint. You know what I'm saying? So I know you're seeing these, like, it's a lot of chicks out here now, bro. So many chicks out here with the face tank piercing. And hey, we did coin a new phrase, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you try to use that at work tomorrow by the fucking water cooler. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got a chick that got a face tank piercing at this time. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you let them know that you're aware. You know what I'm saying? Educate and inform, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of what I do here. So let me get your feelings on the face tank. Do you think that this is attractive?
I don't think it's attractive, but it looks better on some girls than others. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? But I'm not a fan of it. But some girls, they cute, and the little earring doesn't really, the taint ring doesn't really take away from them. You know what I'm saying? Some chicks, they cute, and they put that ring on that shit, and that shit just look weird. They look like their name is Bonaboose Butch or some shit.
That shit. So. Bitch look like when I'm getting head from you, I'm about to use that shit as fucking leverage.
Yeah, what is
put a big old door knocker in that shit then, and let's better be function and fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
You got that
shit,
man.
Thank you, God. Nice. You know, at least make a ring, at least have a drone big enough so I can stick my dick through. I could play a game as far as sticking my dick through the ring and through your mouth.
For real.
You know,
for real.
Play some shit like that.
Yeah, oh, I could sit my ashtray in it or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
While I'm smoking, I can ash my blunt while I'm smashing your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, doop, doop. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. That's how you fall
exactly.
in love, motherfucker. Shit. These basic ass bitches and shit, man. These basic bitches following Beyonce in the formation, dog, getting a face tape piercing. I'm telling
you,
know, you
I don't get the nose paint piercing. I don't get the cheek dimple piercing.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You know that shit is I can't fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the under the lip I could kind of deal with a chick on the certain occasion.
Yo, and them dimple things, by the way, those are called thought dots. Just to those of you who are unfamiliar, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Those
I didn't know that.
Those are the thought dot piercings, you know what I'm saying? Of course. No, this is what I do, though. You got to be identify your prey, you know what I'm saying? Just because I can no longer hunt don't mean that I can't stay in touch with what's going on in society, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
AC.
It's part of my job, man.
Right back up. We can flip it right back around, brother, to now you, that would have a bearing on whether or not if a chick fucking on the first date, if you still might want to look at her in the long term. If she got a thought dot when she fucks on the first date, no. If she got a nose taint,
bro,
no. Yeah.
Bro, yeah, bro, some of these things, that's like, I already wanted to come in here and talk about that a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's been on my mind because, I see so many chicks. Like, on the real, y'all, in my opinion, it's not attractive, man. Like, it's a very high risk. Like, I agree with Von Hittman 100%. Like, some chicks is like, yeah, you can pull that off and it's cool, but you'd probably be better without it. But, you know what I'm saying? You're running a big risk because it's like, it's going to be dope or it ain't. You're going to be like, motherfucker going to be like, man, what the fuck wrong with it? But you do what you want to do. I want you to be happy, you know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like you should be putting holes in your face tank, you know what I'm saying? Keep your face tank natural, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already got two nostrils. You don't need no other holes up around that shit. You're good.
What you think about nose rings?
Now, nose ring, I could kind of deal with. The nose tank, no. Nose ring, I could deal with. You know what I'm saying? I could deal with that. But, you know, it's like a whole bunch of tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Chick got a couple of tattoos, I'm good. She got a whole body tattoo. I can't fuck with her. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I feel kind of different. I feel kind of different about that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could go,
now, hold
it
on,
could go either way. I kind of feel the way you feel about the face tint, you know what I'm saying, in terms of the tattooed body and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you ever met somebody had one of them implants, like them subdermal implants?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Well, shit, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that'll be another topic for another show, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that'll be something that we explore later on, ladies and gentlemen, and another one of our crazy misadventures, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate everybody being here, ladies and gentlemen, all the love and support. Time go way too fast. I'm trying to tell you, man, show your support. Hit the store, squareup.com/market/MNGTEES. Enter that promo code, God Nice. Show your support for the show, man. Maybe we get some more time here on the radio. I appreciate all y'all motherfuckers tuning in. Shout out to everybody in the Nice God Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow at our regular scheduled time. One love, man. Y'all make sure y'all get out there and try to be your best, man. Oh, shout out to my man Von Hemming for being in the building tonight, talking with me, man. Y'all boy be safe, man. God bless y'all.